This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. I'm Sasha Pimentel, Poem a Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. Thank you.
This is Albert Abinato, reading Advice for Using Blood in a Poem. If someone suggests you use words besides blood in your poems, make it part of a recipe. Try dinuguan, for example. Make your blood impossible to avoid. Another name for this dish is chocolate meat, the name your aunts used to hide from you the fact you were eating pork blood with your rice. Other ingredients may include garlic, onions, liver, pork belly, dried bay leaf, vinegar, chicken stock, etc. Say you know the difference between blood and sweetness. Say you hate the taste of liver. Think of the blood in your poem as a lie. Say this is also your blood. The Spanish explorer Miguel Lopez de Legazpi and the Datu Sicatuna, who poured blood from their left arms into the same cup and mixed it with wine before drinking. Make a sculpture for the promises you have made with blood that belong to someone else. Put it on an island you have never visited and encourage others to see it. Dream about a volcano and an earthquake, about the gunfire the day they carried your grandfather to the cemetery after he cracked his skull on the bathroom floor, about the hair of your parents sticky with blood, the glass beneath their skin, the scabs on their lips. When you came to retrieve their luggage, their sandy fishing gear from the wreckage of their car, you found the bloodstains on the exposed airbags, the dashboard, the jacket wet with rainwater, wedged between the seats. Consider the insects that gathered around all the blood you would not touch. Count the number of times this blood appears. When you close your eyes, what is the color of your blood? No cheating. About this poem. In workshops, we are often taught that the history of language can make the use of certain words more complicated, the word blood being one such example. We shouldn't use blood because blood has been used so often. What does that say about the tangled legacies of colonialism, language, and violence? If we avoid blood, what does that suggest about our relationship with the body?
Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.